Similarly, a beggar that was being woven, and he wove three atzbos by three atzbos, three finger width by three finger width. This is the minimum size for a beggar to be makabel tuma. Although for tumas meters we need a much larger size, three tefachim by three tefachim, but for other tumos, three atzbos by three atzbos is large enough for it to be makabel tuma. The nitmat tamei mace. After three atzbos by three atzbos were woven, it became tamei from a mace. It became an avat tuma. The hishlam alav is called beggar. After the three atzbos by three atzbos became an avat tuma, he went ahead and completed the entire beggar. So now the entire beggar is an avat tuma. The entire beggar is tamei mace. As even though most of the beggar was woven after the original three atzbos by three atzbos had become tamei mace, since it's all one beged, the entire beged is an avat tuma. V'achakach nata chut echad mitchilaso tar mitmei mace avot tamei magat mei mace. After he completed the beged, he took off one thread from the original three atzbos by three atzbos, and now those original three atzbos by three atzbos is less than three atzbos by three atzbos, which is less than the minimum size for a beged to be makabel tuma. The beged is now tar from being tamei mace. It's no longer an avot tuma. Instead, it's tamei magat tamei mace. It becomes a rishon latuma as it came into contact with the original three atzbos by three atzbos, which were tamei mace. And even though, now that the beged is completed, even after he takes off one thread, it's much larger than three atzbos by three atzbos. But since, at the time it became tamei mace, all we had was three atzbos by three atzbos. And now that he took off one thread, we no longer have that original three atzbos by three atzbos. So the beged no longer is tamei mace, no longer an avat tuma. Instead, it's magat tamei mace. As the rest of the beged that was woven on afterwards came into contact with the original three atzbos by three atzbos, and therefore became a rishon latuma. Even though when the beged was completed, the entire beged was an avat tuma, that's only because the original three atzbos by three atzbos were still extant. So therefore, since it's all one beged, the entire beged is considered an avat tuma. But now that we no longer have the original three atzbos by three atzbos, the beged instead is a rishon latuma, as the rest of the beged that was woven on afterwards became a rishon latuma when it was attached to the original three atzbos by three atzbos, which was an avat tuma. Not that chud echad mitchilaso, v'achakach hishlam alav is called beged tar. But if after those original three atzbos by three atzbos became tamei mace, before he had a chance to complete the entire beged, he went ahead and took off one thread from those three atzbos by three atzbos. So now it's no longer three atzbos by three atzbos. In such a case, even after he completes the entire beged, so the beged is now much larger than three atzbos by three atzbos, the entire beged is tar. It's not tamei at all. It's not even a rishon latuma. Since in this case, before he completed the beged, he went ahead and diminished the original three atzbos by three atzbos by taking off one thread. Mipnei amru shalosh al shalosh and nismai tar. The reason being is that the Chachamim said a beged that's three atzbos by three atzbos and was diminished and is now less than three atzbos by three atzbos, it's entirely tar. It is not tamei at all, since it no longer is a minimum size to be makabel tuma. Avos shlosha al shlosha shenismai apal pi shetar mimedres tamei b'chol tuma. But if you have it, a beged that's much larger than three atzbos by three atzbos, it's three tefachim by three tefachim, and it became tamei meter, and then it was nismai, then it was diminished, and it's no longer three tefachim by three tefachim, but it's still bigger than three atzbos by three atzbos, even though it's tar from tumas meter, since we don't have the minimum size for meter, which is three tefachim by three tefachim, but it's still tamei with other tumas. It would still be tamei maga meter, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if you wove three tefachim by three tefachim and it became tamei medrash, and then you diminished it to less than three tefachim by three tefachim, and afterwards you completed the entire beged, the beged would be a rishon latuma. It would be a maga medrash. The reason being is that even though the beged is no longer three tefachim by three tefachim because you diminished it, but it still has three atzbos by three atzbos, so it could be makabel other tumas such as maga medrash. So the original three tefachim by three tefachim, when it was diminished and was no longer tamei medrash, but it was makabel tuma from itself while it split and became a rishon latuma, became tamei maga medrash, since even after it split, it was still larger than three atzbos by three atzbos. As opposed to the case in our Mishnah, where the beged was only three atzbos by three atzbos and became tamei mace, and then he took off one thread and diminished it to less than three atzbos by three atzbos. In such a case, the beged is entirely tar. We don't say that we should look at it as if when he took off the thread, that the beggar was makabel tumah from itself and became a reason for tumah. We wouldn't say that in our case. Because in our case, where after he took off one thread, that the beggar was less than three esbos by three esbos, we don't have the shear to be makabel tumah at all. We have less than the minimum shear to be makabel tumah at all. So it can't be makabel tumah from itself and cannot even be a reason for tumah. So therefore, in our case, when you had three esbos by three esbos and it became tamei meis, then you took off one thread and made it less than three esbos by three esbos, and then you completed the entire beged. The beged is completely tar; it's not even a rishon l'tumah. Sachas kelim perachazayim mishnah tes sadin shu tamei medrash va'aso vilam. The sheet that became tamei medrash, zavra zavra sat down on it or lay down on it, it became an avatum. And then you turned the sheet into a curtain. You decided not to use it as a sheet anymore. Instead, you're going to use it as a curtain, and you did some mice or some action to it to change it into a curtain. Tar min ha-medrash, avo tamei maga medrash. Now that it's turned into a curtain, it's no longer tamei medrash, it loses the tumas medrash, no longer nava tuma. The reason being is that a curtain, even though it's a kli, but it's not miyuchad l'shchiva or l'yeshiva, it's not a kli that's used for sitting down or laying down on it. And only something that's miyuchad l'shchiva or l'yeshiva can become tamei medrash. So now it's tar min ha-medrash, but it is a rishon l'tumah, it's tamei maga medrash. The reason being is that even though the medrash went away, but at the time you turned it into a curtain and the medrash disappeared, we look at it as if it touched itself at that time that the medrash left, and it's as if it touched the medrash and became a maga medrash. Something that touches a medrash becomes a rishon l'tumah, a maga medrash. So the vilam remains tamei, but it's no longer an avatumah. Instead it's a maga medrash, a rishon l'tumah. Now, even though a vilam is part of a house, and a house is not makabel tumah since it's tied to the ground, but this vilam is considered a kli in itself, and sometimes you would lift up the bottom of the vilam and wrap yourself in it, so therefore it's considered a kli, so it's makabel tumah, and since when the medrash went away, we look at it as if it touched itself, it became a rishon l'tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'chi be'ezem medrash naga zeh, elem kein naga bo'azov tamei b'maga azov. Rabbi Yosi said to the Tanakhama, how can you say it's tamei maga medrash? At what point did it touch a medrash? It never touched a medrash, even though it was itself a medrash at one point. But that medrash is gone. We don't look at it as if it touched itself at the time the medrash disappeared. So therefore, it's not tamei maga medrash according to Rabbi Yosi. It's not a tamei at all. When the medrash goes away, it becomes completely tar. Unless a zav touches it after you turn it into a curtain, so then it would be tamei b'maga zav. It wouldn't be a medrash, as a curtain is not tamei medrash. So therefore, it would not become an avatumah. But when a zav touches it, it would be makabel tumah. It would become a rishon l'tumah, like any kli that comes into contact with a zav.